Queendom. Welcome to another episode of the New York City K-Pop Queens podcast, episode 98. We're getting closer to that 100.
Wow.
Okay, guys, Big Bang is back with a single. I cannot wait to talk about it with you, Emily. It's called Still Life. We're more recent VIPs because we got on the bandwagon a little bit, late, but whatever. Better late than never. Excited to talk about that.
Yes.
Our beloved Jackson Wang.
Oof.
Boy, did he deliver a nice little treat for us. It's called Blow. We will discuss the music video, the single. I'm sure you have lots of thoughts. I know.
Yep.
I do.
Yep. Lots of thoughts.
IVE, they have a new single called Love Dive. We will dive into that. And then Kingdom released History of Kingdom Part 4, Dan. Very long title per K-pop usual. The single's called Ascension. Going to get into the single, the whole album, music video, the whole thing. Obviously a fun quiz. Our favorites, Stray Kids, another two kids room. We have Sungmin and Han this week. As always, Emily has the news for you. Song of the week, all the good stuff. Emily, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing tonight, Charity?
I am, you know, hanging in there.
Yeah.
Hanging in there. Work's been, whew, boy, we're back in the office, guys, and
it is
challenging. I know. It's challenging, let me tell you.
I work from home, and it's challenging, so I can't imagine going back into the office.
Even 3 days a week, so we're hybrid. Monday, Fridays, we can work from home, thank the Lord, because going in Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'm like, I feel like I have aged 5 years already in just a few weeks. So, yeah.
An adjustment.
Yeah. Understandable. I totally get it. Understandable. Welcome, Queendom. Welcome to New York City K-Pop Queens podcast. Like Charity said, 98 shows. We've been doing this 98 straight weeks with y'all, and we're never going to stop. We're going to do it to 598, right, Charity?
Yes.
No, we're going to keep going as long as we can. We're proud of our streak. We work our butts off to get this out to you guys every week, and we really appreciate you tuning in. If this is your first time listening to our podcast, welcome. We lovingly refer to our listening community as the Queendom, the best K-pop community in all of podcasting world. We really appreciate you tuning in every week. If you'd like to follow us on social media, NYC K-Pop Queens on Twitter and Instagram, slide into those DMs, say hello, let us know where you're listening from, who's your alt. We just want to get to know you. You know, we did this because we didn't have any friends outside of us who loved K-pop. Yeah. And we thought there have to be, you know, really amazing people out there with similar interests and hobbies and who knows, that feel the same way we do. We need to find our people who love K-pop. And through this podcast, we found so many of you. We've made great friends with our queendom. So if you listen every week and you haven't said hi yet, please say hi. Instagram and Twitter, NYC K-pop Queens. Speaking of Twitter, we've got some poll results. Are you ready, Charity?
Yes.
Okay, so every week we ask some questions on our Twitter. Usually they have to do with last week's episode or maybe something we're going to talk about this evening. Please make sure you vote. We want your voices to be heard. This always helps us kind of gauge how Queendom's feeling about certain things and if we were off the mark or maybe our listeners agree with us. So please vote. That's on Twitter exclusively. Last week we reviewed NCT Dream and we both liked the album. I think Glitch Mode, we both felt a little It's okay, but it's not my favorite song off the album. So we asked, you know, from the album, would you have put Glitch Mode as the single or another song? Charity, 50%. So this one was very close, so close. It's a tie. So Glitch Mode definitely has fans. It's not a landslide. People loved Glitch Mode and thought it should be the single. And then the other half agreed with us. There were stronger songs on the album. So
all right. I thought it would be more like 60-40, our favor with another song on the album, but
the visuals were so cool. That music video is so cool.
I think that's
choreography is so cool. It's like they did a great job with it. It's just not my favorite song. We reviewed Purple Kiss last week. We've talked about them multiple times on the podcast, and we wanted to check and see if you're a fan of the ladies of Purple Kiss. We sure are. The question was, are you a fan? And your answers were yes, no, or they're okay. Those were the choices. 64% said yes. 24% of you are not fans of Purple Kiss. And 12% are in the middle. Like, they're okay. So
interesting.
I think that's a pretty good result. 64% are legit fans. I think Purple Kiss kind of slides under the radar in K-pop world.
For sure.
So that's almost a bigger number than I was expecting. But that's good to know. We'll keep reviewing them. And then our last question, and this will get us into this conversation, because the Grammys were on Sunday. We have a lot of thoughts on them. We're going to talk about it here in a second. But we've talked about if BTS was going to win the Grammy. And, you know, we both agreed they should, but they won't. And that's what happened. So this week's question is, will BTS ever win a Grammy? 52% of you said yes, 48% said no. Charity, what's your take?
If they didn't win a Grammy for Butter, I'm sorry, I don't think they ever will.
I agree. And I think no matter what they put out, they could put out a song better than Butter, but they're never going to win. And it makes me so sad because they don't seem to understand that. Like in the V Live, Namjoon and Yoongi were saying, we have to work harder, we'll work harder. It has nothing to do with that, you guys. I just want to give them a hug and say, that's not why you lost. You lost because the Grammys are bullshit politics.
Yep.
That's why you lost.
Scammies.
People in that room that were posing for pictures with you voted against you. I guarantee it.
Yep.
Like, the politics behind it are so disgusting. It has nothing to do with who should win. And I also want to point out, like, the Grammys will never vote for a boy band, period. Backstreet Boys, who have one of the most iconic songs in all of pop music, I want it that way. That song is insane. Every person knows every word. It has billions of streams. It's like one of the biggest, best pop songs in history. Backstreet Boys have been nominated 8 times for a Grammy. You know how many they won?
Zero.
Like, they don't reward boy bands. And
yeah, it's stupid.
I think it's a shame. I want to say the chance that they do have is they clearly impressed the locals with their performance. I think they had the performance of the night. I was so thrilled and proud of them. They got to show the world what they can do. I also just want to say too, like, shout out to the Grammy producers, because the show was great. A lot of really good performances. And the part that I loved, they didn't pan to the audience the whole time.
Yeah.
We actually got to see BTS choreography. And like, that's the cool part that nobody else could do. And a lot of times these award shows, you don't get to see it. They do a close-up of a face, and then they go to the audience, and then they do like a real weird long shot and another audience shot. Like, the Grammys did a great job actually showing BTS. I thought their super spy thing was really cool.
Loved it. Oh, gosh, yeah.
Like, it was just such an amazing performance. Like, James Bond, here we go. You've got your new James Bond. He's right there.
7 of them.
Right. But there's one that I think really would kill it. I thought their performance was fantastic. I thought it was so exciting. When they took their jackets off and they were like tied together, oh my God. Get out of here. It was so freaking cool. It was so cool. The black suits. Could you look more handsome?
Yeah.
Like, everything about the performance I loved. The only disappointment was poor Jin. I was really proud of him. I think he killed it. And it was very clever to put him behind like the control booth.
Yeah.
You know?
So smart.
Because if you don't know, Jin had to have surgery on an injured tendon in his finger. So he was still hurt and couldn't do full choreography. It looked like he had like almost a sling kind of cast thing on. Poor Jin. But they really worked around it. And I thought it was fantastic. I'm so proud of them. That was just a massive night. It was cool to see them sitting at their tables drinking champagne.
Yeah.
It was cool to see them mingling with all of the stars. I've got to shout out Tae because he's like the social butterfly. They called him that in the V Live. Tae was running around during commercials to go talk to all of his favorite celebrities. There's a really cute clip of him sprinting across the floor to introduce himself to Lady Gaga. And then she's like so shocked that he's a fan and they have this wonderful conversation. I'm sure you've seen the pictures. He also finally got to meet John Batiste. You know, they're friends and they've been talking and kind of building this friendship. They got to meet. They went to dinner the other night and they both shared that on their social media.
Love that. Yeah.
Obviously the Olivia Rodrigo thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, gonna be honest, guys.
I was jealous for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got to be honest. I got a little jealous. And like, and this is why it's crazy. I don't get jealous ever with this stuff. Like,
yeah, I do, but you don't.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden I was like, what? Oh, like I really found myself getting a little jealous. So I'm a little bit worried that Tae is coming for Hyunjin because on top of how amazing Tae was on Sunday night, he's been posting a lot of content in Las Vegas. And he posted this thing, dancing to Fly Me to the Moon.
Oh, I love that.
In like a lounge, a big band, like cover group, you know, a group was playing Fly Me to the Moon, and there were some older couples dancing, and Tae's out there without a partner. He has never looked better. Like I have watched that video probably 123 times, not that I'm counting. He has never looked better. I was just like, that I'm in love. And then he went to Top Golf. He's got a great golf swing. And then he has the whole Grammys night where he's just like superstar, best friends with everyone, so outgoing and cool.
Ooh, he's older too. Older man.
Older than Hyunjin.
Older than Hyunjin. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hyunjin, I'm rubbing the cradle a little bit, but well, I don't know, guys. It's really tough. But Tae really came for me this weekend. I was just blown away. What else about the Grammys? Did I forget anything, Charity?
No. I mean, I didn't expect him to win, but I still was like holding my breath, and
got
so mad when they didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was really, it was a shame. It was.
Yeah.
But again, the year that Backstreet Boys were nominated for I Want It That Way, whoever beat them, no one knows who that person is anymore.
Right? Exactly. Just because you win a Grammy doesn't mean you're relevant.
Exactly. Like Justin Bieber, you know what else I want to point out? Sorry, this is taking a while, our Grammy segment, but BTS weren't the only ones that lost. And I think it was really interesting. Justin Bieber was nominated, I think, 8 times. Billie Eilish had tons of nominations. Lil Nas X had tons of nominations. All of them performed and none of them won. Not one award. They all went home empty-handed. So, you know, it's not like BTS was the only one that kind of were disappointed. All of those acts had massive years. Justin Bieber, by the way, he's been nominated 22 times. He has two Grammys. Two.
Wow.
And none of them are in pop music. He won for a country collaboration and a dance song.
Wow.
The Grammys don't reward pop music. They don't. They don't reward male pop music specifically. And what really like sucks with Justin Bieber, he's been nominated in pop when he should be nominated in R&B. Peaches is an R&B song. Like he's an R&B singer. So there's so much to bitch about with the Grammys. Sorry, guys. But I do think overall I liked the show this year more than previous years. Silk Sonic opening killed it.
Yeah, I love that song.
That was just perfect. I think it really worked in Vegas. Like petition to move the Grammys to Las Vegas.
Yeah, different energy.
Yes, and the smaller room worked a lot better. I think, again, shout out, you know, after the Oscars were the worst Oscars I've ever seen, minus the slap, but that was just a travesty to filmmaking. Yeah. The Grammys actually, I thought that they did a great job. And you can't be mad at the Grammys for BTS losing. It's the Academy. Recording Academy. Yeah. It's the thousands of people that vote and form these political packs. It's them. The actual producers of the show, I thought, really respected BTS this year. They gave them a great time slot.
Finally,
they were in the front row. They like Trevor Noah, I thought, was very nice and respectful. I liked his conversation.
Yeah.
I liked it when Jungkook screamed, "Good!" into the microphone.
Oh, yeah.
He's the cutest.
Yeah.
Jungkook looks so good, you guys. Like, oh my God. I mean, obviously, Tae is like my man forever in BTS now. But Jungkook was really.
Yeah, he looked handsome.
Oof. Girl, they were. I thought they all looked great. Like, they looked like superstars. They really looked like superstars. It was just wonderful night for BTS. Congratulations, BTS. Because everyone saw what you can do. And it's not just a novelty act anymore. That was the loudest ovation of the night. And the crowd was on their feet the whole time. And I also want to give credit. I don't know why this is becoming like a Justin Bieber stan conversation. But when Jungkook started dropping from the ceiling, the first person in the audience to stand up and cheer was Justin Bieber. ARMY and whatever they're called, Beliebers, should, you know, form a pack. Because like they're clearly mutual fans. And I thought that must have meant so much to them. Because how many times have we heard Jungkook sing Justin Bieber songs, you know?
Yeah.
That was very special. And they just had so much support. Like Rolling Stone just tweeted the second it was over, holy shit. Second it was over.
Yeah.
Everyone should. Was yeah. tweeting and going nuts. They're the biggest group in the world for a reason.
Recognize.
So proud of you, BTS. We love you. You did everything you had to do and more. You killed it and you made ARMY proud. So that's
yay, yeah.
All you have to do. You. Yeah. Shout out to BTS. Shout out to ARMY. I'm still going to say it was a great night because they performed so well. And like,
yeah.
the awards are just kind of inconsequential. BTS won the night.
You're right. They did win the night.
They won the night. So whatever. Anyways, there's our short Grammy segment. I'm like, and then, and another thing, and another thing that happened, something else I want to mention. Oh my God. Sorry guys. I'm just like so passionate about this stuff that
yeah,
like
yeah.
anytime I get the platform to talk about it, I can't shut up apparently. Okay. Let's move on. Queendom shout out time. We see where you're listening from every week. We love you. And we want to give you specific shout outs so you know that we see you. So Queendom shout out, Boston, Massachusetts, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Florence, Alabama. International Queendom shout out to our friends in London, England. We love you. Mexico City, you know who you are. We see you every week. We love you so much. Paris, France, Ho Chi Minh, Vietnam. And I think special Queendom shout out to BTS and ARMY. This was a massive yes. week. Massive yeah. week. So purple hearts all around. Proud to be ARMY.
We purple you.
We purple you. Very proud. Okay, before we get into the show tonight, quick announcement. Obviously, you won't know because you're going to be wondering where the podcast is, but yeah. maybe we should have made this announcement last week. Oopsie. So the podcast is going to come out Friday mornings instead of Thursday nights. We sincerely apologize to everyone who looks forward to it on Thursday evenings. As Charity mentioned, work schedules have changed. So yeah. with work schedules changing, it means editing and it's not going to be done. At 5 o'clock anymore, editing is going to be done at 1 a.m. So we're not going to be able to push it out. For those that don't know, we record this on Wednesday. We turn around, edit, and get everything done and push it out on Thursday.
Yeah.
Again, that's going to be a little bit too difficult. We can definitely get the editing done Thursday, but we're going to, just to be safe, we're going to release the podcast from now on Friday morning. So you'll have it for the weekend. Hopefully that's okay. I hate changing anything. We've got such a yeah, loyal yeah. listening community, but sometimes life gets in the way. So yeah. don't worry.
Get in the way.
Ugh, God.
Yeah. Commuting.
Boo. Right. Boo all of that. Boo the subway. Yeah. Boo trains. Ugh. Boo yeah. dealing with people. Ugh.
Very different than before.
But so we're not quitting the podcast. Don't worry. We're still going to yeah. be here doing the same thing every week. We just want to build in a buffer because the new work schedule is going to make the time crunch so tight. We don't want to put out the podcast at like 11 p.m. on Thursday. We've just decided yeah. it's easier to drop it Friday morning. It takes a little bit of stress off of us. And hopefully that's okay with all of you. So we'll be posting on social media about it this week. So hopefully none of you freaked out not being able to find it. But moving forward, we will be posting the podcast on Friday mornings as opposed to Thursday nights. Just an FYI.
We appreciate you guys. We love you.
Yeah, we love you, Queendom. Thank you for sticking with us. It's just work and commute and all that fun stuff is yeah. a little time crunch. So we're going to adjust and do the best we can because we're never walking away from this podcast.
Yeah.
Let's get to it. Big Bang.
Yes.
The Men of Big Bang, first song in 4 years. Oh, I didn't know what to expect. I was hoping this was an album. It's not. It's just a single, but I think it's hopefully a taste of more to come. So Big Bang reunited, 4 members, first song in 4 years. The single is called Still Life. Before we do the review, I just want to point out that this broke the all-time streaming record in Korea.
Wow.
It's the fans, wow. the Big Bang fans are more than ready. For a yeah. comeback. So let's talk about the song. What did you think?
Oh my God, I loved it. I was expecting like a banger, you know, but
yes.
this was so beautiful, so incredibly soulful. I love the bluesy guitar that was in it. Our man Tae Yang opens up the song and he sounds freaking amazing. Mm. They all sound amazing, don't get me wrong. I love the bridge where they do the la la la's.
Yeah.
But it kind of felt like almost like a goodbye song, or it was very bittersweet. It didn't feel like a new beginning. It felt like, I don't know, it made me sad because I'm like, wait, is this it?
I think it's sad, but I think it is a new beginning. And I think a lot of times with new beginnings, the sadness is sometimes overwhelms the joy around the beginning.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
And that's, I think, what was happening here. And I think it's important that they did this. It's a healing song for them mm-hmm. and for their fans because the past 4 years have been very difficult. I love the song. You know, Top and G-Dragon wrote it, so they're responsible for this beauty. It's really beautiful. There's so much feeling and emotion. Saying goodbye to each season of your youth.
Yeah.
Ouch. 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 There's a lot that I felt was bittersweet. And then mm-hmm. Top's section, I didn't feel the bittersweetness. I felt like he really needed and wanted to let go. Mm-hmm. And his part really broke my heart specifically. The lyrics that were like, leaving the painful past behind. I'm leaving Inspiration's Amazon. Sorry.
It's okay.
Bearing all the trauma from past nights, a round trip, ship, running, risking its life to start anew. I'm going to change more than before. A good person more and more. A better person more and more. Like, there's so much in his part mm-hmm. that was like really facing difficult trauma. And if you know his story, it just hits really hard. It hits so hard. And I think if you're not a fan of Big Bang and you don't know anything, you would hear the song and be like, this is pretty. This feels pretty emotional and deep. I think if you are a fan and you know their whole story, it's like such a freaking gut punch. It just felt like a gut punch. And like trigger warning. I'm going to say that right now. So I'm going to talk about Top's interview. Mm-hmm. So Top overdosed on drugs. He was in a coma. It was really bad. He came out and did an interview recently where he said he tried to kill himself.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So this dude has gone through it and he's really facing it, which is hard to do, and saying he's ready to move on.
And facing it publicly like
that. Oh my goodness. Like
sharing, very vulnerable.
Yes. Yes. Like I commend him. He didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
And you know, that's something a lot of people can relate to, and that'll help a lot of people. So kudos to him. That's just so powerful and strong. But I thought those lyrics just broke me. I was like, okay, this is different. Like, his section is really different. It just felt like, oof, ouch, in a good way and a bad way. But it's a super vulnerable song. I think they all sound great.
Oh, yeah.
Daesung surprised me. Ooh, his mm-hmm. tone is so nice. Like, our man Taeyang kills it.
Yeah.
But Daesung, oh, and he's been through it. They've all been through it. And on top of everything, they went through in this past 4 years losing a member to a very public, ugly scandal. So like these guys, biggest, the kings of K-pop on top of the world, and then they really had to go through some stuff. And it's great to see them back. But it was a very emotional, bittersweet song. I'm like you, let's get a banger.
What did you think of the music video?
It was beautiful imagery, really beautiful mm-hmm. imagery. The way Taeyang starts on that boat with yellow flowers, mm-hmm. you know, yellow, like that's what the VIP light sticks look like when they're lit up. And it felt like maybe he was coming home from a long journey surrounded by that, surrounded by the love of VIPs. I thought it was very symbolic. Also interesting that he had a Bible verse in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Taeyang's.
A psalm verse, yeah.
Yeah, he's a devout Christian. And I thought that was really neat that was in the music video. G-Dragon's rainbow 70s rock star hair. Get out. Get out. He showed all four seasons in his hair. Like this fashion icon is like, bet. Watch this. Like, he's just so cool. No one can pull off what G-Dragon does. No one else can look cool.
No.
And it's like, wow, that's a great look. Anyone else, I'd be like, what a mess. But G-Dragon, I'm like, well, once again, he's the coolest.
So sexy.
Right? He is. Undeniable. And I think the song has that kind of 70s like soft rock ballad sound. So the hair worked. I loved Daesung's hair. I thought it was so cool. Top looks so good. When he took off his little space helmet, he looks like, oh my God. He looks like Taeyong's brother. That's who he reminded me of when he turned and looked at the camera. I was like,
oh, hello.
What the? I was attacked. He attacked me. But I thought the music video was pretty and it really fit the vibe. The one thing that was interesting to me, they weren't together at any point.
That was exactly my,
Is that what you thought? What were your thoughts on the video?
That was exactly my first thing was they're not together in any scene. It's all of them separately. And I just wanted to see them together.
For sure. Scheduling.
I don't know if they did it on purpose, if it was symbolic. I assume probably that was the biggest thing that I noticed. But I did like that they had their own scenes.
Yeah.
And, you know, Top with his snow space rabbit mask was kind of funny. G-Dragon's cool hair. It looked like he was kind of on a movie set.
Yeah.
Taeyang and the pirate ship with the pretty – it looked like a pirate ship to me.
Yeah.
With pretty flowers. And then Daesung looked like he was in, like, a big house or something.
Yeah, like a school or a house. It was some, like, youthful history there.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And then they had, like, the four empty chairs.
It was emotional.
It was very emotional. And I feel like – I was reading a lot of VIP say, I don't know if they were just fishing, but a lot of little head nods toward the past member that left. Because it's got to be hard for them. Like, this is their first time reuniting without him. And regardless of what happened, it was still a big
sad.
Part of their life.
It's sad. Anytime you love someone and they're going to jail, that's a horrible feeling. Even if they deserve it and they did what they were accused of.
Yeah.
It's still really tough being the family member of someone you know is in jail and going to jail. So, I could see that. You know, I think my theory on why they were all separate, it's just my theory.
Mm-hmm.
I think they all had to go on these journeys to heal before they could come back together as one.
Oh, I like that.
That's what it feels like to me. And I'm right. And I'm hoping we get something else really soon. I hope this isn't just a one-off and then we get like an album 2 years from now.
Right? I know.
I would love if they announced like, hey, we've got a full comeback in May.
Yeah.
Maybe this was just to test the waters to see if the demand was still there. And now that they've like
smart,
broken all the streaming records and everything on like a ballad. Yeah, dude, you need to, we need Bang 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 part two.
Yeah, we do. Please.
Just quench
our thirst.
Just a bang, bang, bang for like 4 minutes.
Banga, banga, banga.
That's all we want. Yeah. I would be so happy with just that a loop for like 4 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
I would just do. Oh. Wow.
Oh,
that would hit. But this was great. It's really, really good. And it's unexpected. And if you listen to their catalog, they're so versatile, right? Like everything's unexpected. So you don't know what you're going to get. I also like that Top was wearing the spacesuit. I feel like it was a nod to that Bang 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 video.
Yeah, that was my first thought
and
too.
And like GD, like G-Dragon, there's a banner of him in the background. Like there was just a lot that I felt like was a nod to all of the past and stuff. So
yeah.
It was cool. It was cool. It was cathartic.
Mm-hmm.
Should we play a clip?
Yes, we have to.
Okay. This is Still Life by Big Bang.
Love that bridge so much.
Oh,
so pretty.
When Taeyang does that run, like, oof, yes. It's so funny to like know Big Bang and then know all the younger groups we talk about because Big Bang really, they're the kings of K-pop and they're the ones that like, you can't replicate them. You see it so much in these groups. Like, okay, they're trying to make him Taeyang. They're trying to make mm-hmm. him G-Dragon. But like, you can't. Like, there's only one. And you can't really duplicate them. And it's cool. Like, there's no auto-tune here. They're killing it. They're killing it. Really, really cool release. Proud of them. It's wonderful that the reception has been so insane. Good for them.
Yeah.
Release the full comeback, please, guys.
Please.
Please. Please. We need an album. Just give us an EP. Just give us an EP. Yeah. We'll be thrilled. Doesn't have to be a lot, but please give us a few more songs and a banging music video.
Yeah.
Bang, bang, bang. All right.
Bang a, bang a, bang a.
Speaking of banging, it's time for Jackson Wang. Yeah. Well, that segue was too easy.
I love it.
I'm going to try to keep this one, PG, but the song's title is Blow. Okay. Jackson Wang, there's a lot to talk about. Jackson Wang released a single out of nowhere. He comes out of hiding because he's been like hiding, you know, dropped the mixtape, the English mixtape that we were obsessed with.
Yeah.
And he never talked about it. Nothing. He was totally in hiding. And then all of a sudden, new single comes out tomorrow. It was like, wait, what? What are you talking about? Well, Jackson has been working on something. Clearly, like, the English mixtape was shelved because he's going in another direction, which is mind-blowing. The song is called Blow. Let's talk about the song, and then we're going to get into this epic music video.
Yes, please. Go first. What are your thoughts here?
Very unexpected. Very unexpected. It's the opposite of that mixtape. That was all, like, heavy hip-hop R&B. This is different. So for a second, I'm like, what's going on? But right away, you've got that great guitar riff, driving beat, and it's addictive. I have listened to this song on repeat so many times. It's addictive. And the lyrics, oof. It tastes like cigarettes. Your body feels like disrespect. Let you play me like an instrument, but I'm addicted to it. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. Yep, I like all of that. I don't smoke, but honestly, like, I don't even know. I guess I'll go to a corner store, buy some cigarettes. Like,
right,
Jackson's fine. Into that taste. Well, I've got a new, I've got a new vice.
A new vice.
time to start smoking. I think it is so cool. The end of the song killed me. The part that's like, twinkle, twinkle, where'd my star? Passed out in the back of my car. Ooh. Right. Ooh. Jackson, this is dirty and sexy and cool and dangerous.
Right up our alley.
It's like dangerous. It has this feeling of a dangerous rock star.
Mm-hmm.
There's such an it factor around him anyway. And I think this is brilliant. I absolutely loved it. What did you think?
Obsessed. Obsessed. To me, it was a little like early 2000s sounding. Mm. I love the bass that drives the song.
Yes.
Like you said, the chorus is intense. I like the tempo changes. His vocals were so sultry and sexy.
Yep.
And again, he is the king of these double-meaning lyrics, which I
am
a big fan of. Like, you can be like, oh, you can take it for the surface level. No, no,
or
no.
What's
that's
really
not
going
what he
on
means.
Here? Yeah, I completely
okay,
agree.
We're going to go into the gutter, which works for me.
No, but I can, I completely agree. Yeah.
So I love that. I love that he's just going tapping into this because not many idols do that.
No, he's transitioning past the idol phase. This is a bona fide superstar.
Whew. Works for me, buddy. Works for me.
Right? And that like the raspy voice, it just fits this.
Die.
So sexy and cool. So sexy and cool. The way Jackson continuously just reinvents himself and pushes boundaries.
Yeah.
Really impressive. I mean, I'm not shocked because he's kind of becoming, I feel like for us, our like solo singer that's like Stray Kids. Like you wait for something that really sucks, but it's like, no, this is good.
Yeah.
This is different and this is good. Like he's killing it.
He's so talented.
What I mean for new listeners, we're massive fans of Stray Kids and we're always waiting for something that doesn't hit because we feel like we're always gushing over how good they are, but they haven't let us down yet. Jackson's fitting in that category now. He just, what? Okay, let's get into this music video, Charity.
Okay.
Go, girl. It's all you.
So insanely sexy. So sexy. It's so theatrical.
Yep.
Also a little creepy. I love the gray colored hair he has. I loved all the modern interpretive dance choreography. The way the pile of people flowed and moved together was a cool visual. And I love the smoke that went in and out of everyone's mouths.
Yeah.
And again, just the sexy interactions that you are not used to seeing.
Yeah.
I'm living for it. I love that he's just like unleashed this side, and I hope he never comes back from it.
My jaw was on the floor. Like I was just like, wow, this is theatrics. It reminded me a little bit of Moulin Rouge.
Yes, yes.
All of the corsets, all of the theatrical dancing. I absolutely loved the part where they all start stomping. It's so energetic and exciting. This felt like a Broadway musical right in front of us. Mm-hmm. The sexual tension is insane.
Yes.
And like you said, there's something a little scary. It felt like there's something dark and twisted happening. And I love it. I want to be like, you're intoxicated by it. Choreography is next level. Shout out to the choreographer. That part where he falls on the couch and they all collapse quickly around him.
Yeah.
There's so much, like the part in the stairway. Mm-hmm. There's so much. I mean, it's Broadway musical meets Michael Jackson. It's just phenomenal. I love his hair and his look. I mean, oh my God. The whole thing is just like, it's the last thing I would expect. If you told me he was going to do this, I'd be like, I don't know. And it's perfect. It's so cool. Yeah. I love it. I hope this is huge. This deserves to be huge.
It does.
The single is called Blow. The album is going to be called Magic Man.
Okay. All right.
I love it. I love it so much. I really, really hope that this blows up. He deserves it. It's phenomenal. Like this guy, when I was watching it, I just kept thinking he should be the biggest star in the world.
Yeah. He has it.
It. You can't like tell me another solo act that's like him, girl or guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jackson is it. And he deserves to be at the top of the marquee. loved it. Absolutely loved it. Addictive.
We need to play a clip.
Yeah,
we have
I want to hear it. This is Blow by Jackson Wang. I felt it coming and I couldn't escape. I'm in the belly of the beast again. My dirty secret that keeps me awake. Don't stop now, you got me ready to blow.
Such a freaking good song. I swear to God, Jackson, you are amazing.
It's epic. It's epic.
Yeah.
It's epic. It's so cool. It's so cool. I love it. I was busy writing something like the day after this came out. And sometimes when I write, I keep songs on a loop or an album on a loop. So I don't have to like, I don't get thrown off when songs change or the tempo changes. For some reason, when I was really at a deadline, I listened to this song on repeat for like 4 hours. I'm not joking. So now it's one of my top songs. Really, really good. Cannot wait for Magic Man. You know we'll be talking about it. Congratulations, Jackson. Moving on to the lovely ladies of IVE. They just debuted last year. We reviewed them and really enjoyed their debut. They're on Starship. These are little sisters, right? To Monsta X, our men. Starship has some good producers. They're putting out good songs.
Smart.
Monsta X has good songs. Gravity's had a lot of good songs. Let's talk about this comeback. It's a single album, so two songs. The single is called Love Dive. What did you think, Charity?
I loved it. I thought it was slightly more mature sounding and has a bit of a darker edge to it than the last one. I thought it was really catchy. Yeah. I loved all the percussion sounds to it. I really, really liked it. Like, they are so good.
Yeah.
I'm very impressed. What did you think?
Yeah, no, I agree. I love this song. I really like them. Every song I've been a big fan of. I love there's these like, I think it's OOOs in the pre-chorus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The build, it's almost like this is very specific, but this is what I thought when I listened to it. And then especially after watching the music video, that part and that build, it's like a chant the cool girls would do when they're coming down the hallway. These are the cool girls, like walking down the hallway. They're here. Mm-hmm. Like, I really get that vibe from them. I loved the song. The only part I wasn't like thrilled with during the breakdown, there's this high pitch thing. And that annoyed me. I was like, ugh, I don't need this. It wasn't as noticeable watching the video or like listening to it on a speaker. But when my AirPods were in, I was like, ah, what the F is that? Just take that high pitch thing out of the breakdown and it's a perfect song. Really, really great release. You can kind of dance to it. It's sassy. Mm-hmm. I really, really like this. Whoever wrote and produced this, shout out. Like this is a good, good song.
What about that music video?
Oh my goodness, right? I loved it. You know, they're young, Yeah. They're in schoolgirl uniforms, but what I liked, they weren't like the sexy schoolgirl uniforms. They were a blazer, a prep school uniform, but they looked like the popular girls at a prep school. That's what I kept thinking. I'm like, these are the popular girls at a fancy like boarding school. Because they were like away. They don't go home at night. They like live in the dorms. Eugene's pink Chanel jacket thing looked so cool at the very beginning. I loved the partner choreography when they would like point at each other. I thought that was really neat and something different you don't see all the time. It was great. Loved all the styling. Every outfit. Yes. Bang, 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 bang. Like I loved every outfit. I want to wear those outfits. If I was in a girl group, that's what I want to wear. Whoever is styling them knocked it out of the park. The sparkly outfits were really cool. And then that final party scene, oh, it was just so energetic and fun. There's like confetti and balloons and they looked gorgeous. I really, really love this release. I liked everything about it. It sounds like you agree.
Yeah, I loved it. I thought they looked freaking amazing. The blue tone kind of outfits I loved, but my favorite was the baggy khakis with the white Oxford like crop top and the cute sneakers. Yeah. Like you said, they look like the popular girl in school. Like that's what the girls would wear to a popular girl party, whatever. Yeah. I was not popular, so I don't know, but I assume. And I love the choreography that they did in those baggy khaki outfits, like on the ground.
Yeah, really cool.
And then the diving motion choreography they did, so clever. Loved it with their hands, like love dive in with your hands. Oh, it's just very cute, very clever. I was like, I wish I was that cool.
Yeah, they hit a mark where they're not overly cutesy. They're not overly sexy.
Yeah.
They're cool. They're the cool girls. Like the song, the vibe, the video, their look, they're gorgeous. These are the cool girls. Out of all the young K-pop groups, the young girl groups, I should say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. These are the cool girls. They're not like the total like bitches who beat people up. They're not Aespa making people cry.
No, no.
They're like the nicer cool girls. Yeah, I vibe with them. Like, I think this is great. What about the other song, Royal? What did you think of that?
I liked it. I thought it was a really good B-side. Really fun. I loved the synth, which kind of gave it a retro sound. I thought it was such a great B-side. I'm hoping they'll give us a full album because they are so talented. Yeah. What did you think?
I feel like this was so much better than most B-sides. Like this could have been a single.
Yeah.
On the next comeback, this could have been the single and it's a banger. I love the way they say Royale. So cool. So cool. That synth, the funky beat. It's just another great dance track. Like listening to these songs back to back puts me in a good mood. I think they're really strong. Really, really liked both of them. This was a good project.
Do you have a bias change or do you still have the same bias?
The ones that stand out to me that I love are Eugene and Wonyoung. So beautiful. Beautiful, great voices. They have such a presence about them. But really, every girl in this group is wonderful. I'm not like strong bias because I think they're all great and they bring different vocal color to their parts, which I appreciate. So
yeah, I totally agree.
Not strong bias, but those two always stand out. What do you think?
Yeah, Wonyoung and Eugene.
Yeah.
Those are my girls. But all of them are so great. That's who stood out to me the most, but
same.
They all were.
Same. Yeah. I was so cool.
We should play a clip.
Yeah, let's play a clip. I want to feel like a cool girl for a second.
No, right? Just for a second. This
is Love Dive by IVE. Narcissistic, my god, I love it. Sororer, bitch, and bum.
Oh, so, love dive. Oh, That's such a good song. So good.
Yeah. This is a great K-pop song. I love it. And now I'm looking forward to every release. You know, this kind of proves that the amazing debut they had wasn't a fluke. And I know they talked about all the pressure around that in their press conference for the album. You know, there's a lot of pressure they weren't expecting for their debut to get all these show wins and to be that massive of a hit. Now there's pressure. I think they responded to the pressure. This is a great release. So kudos to you, ladies.
Good job.
Awesome. Now we're going to move on to a group that we have not reviewed. There are seven members, debuted in 2021. They're called Kingdom. So Kingdom, I think, had the unfortunate timing that their name is Kingdom, and they debuted around the same time as Kingdom, the show that was really popular. Like, that's the one Stray Kids won, a Tease, the boys, Icon. So I think that could have hurt them because there's a little bit of confusion. So this is actually their fourth release. So they've only been out, I think, a year, less than a year, 2021. But this is the fourth album from them. Arthur and Dan, two of the members, they were in a group called Varsity before it disbanded. They have an interesting concept, really interesting concept. Like, each member represents a king and a fictional kingdom. And each album is the story of one of those kings. So this album's called History of Kingdom Part 4, Dan. So we're getting the history of his kingdom and his world. Mm-hmm. Very cool. He represents the kingdom of change.
Ooh.
Really interesting concept. So the single is called Ascension. Let's talk about
it. What did you think?
I liked it. It's kind of what I thought was interesting. It's like a dance pop song that's literally about fighting. Like, it's not just the choreography. Like, they're ready to fight. They're really committed to the concept. Mm-hmm. I loved when it got into the chorus. There's this like ta-ta-ta-ta part. Really cool. I liked the tempo change there a lot. The bridge is intense. I felt like they were going to kill someone right there. And what I love is it's such a cool way to mix modern K-pop sounds with traditional Korean instruments, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Like, I think their concept lends itself to that. And they're able to do that on every album, on, you know, as many songs as they want. It's really cool because you're introducing a Western audience like us to more traditional Korean instruments, sounds, and also culture. So they're doing like double duty here, kind of teaching us about their culture and also releasing K-pop bangers. I liked the song and I thought the ending was really powerful. I will return. I will ascend. I was like, oof, Dan, geez. Yes,
yeah.
Oof, wow. Drama. And I'm here for it. What did you think?
I loved it. I love that they use so many traditional instruments, like you said. Mm-hmm. The beat was super intense. It was very catchy. That bridge was next level. It has this very, just this very epic sound to it. It sounds like it was a movie played in my head when I listened to it.
Yes, completely agree. So we both loved the song. Let's talk about this music video because you brought up this feels like a movie.
Yeah.
This music video, talk about it, Charity.
It was the movie that was in my head. Yeah. I listened to it before I watched the video. The traditional clothing I loved, the different settings, the cool choreography. They clearly had a big budget for this. It looked like it took a big budget.
If they
didn't.
Because
it looked like a movie.
Yeah. Yeah,
It was amazing. It was exactly what I pictured in my head, which was really cool.
Right?
What did you think?
Yeah, no, I completely agree. To be specific, it reminded me of The Red Sleeve. That's a K-drama that's fantastic, a historical K-drama. It reminded me of that. And Dan actually looks like the star of The Red Sleeve is Jun-ho from 2PM. And I think they look similar. So I was like, oh my God, wait, these are two of my favorite things. Wow. I loved it. I love the traditional historical costumes, really beautiful styling. Choreography makes them look like strong warriors.
Yes.
They hit hard where they needed to, and then they vibe when they needed to, which was just perfect. I love when choreography does that, where it isn't all hard, sharp movements or all like vibey hip movements. When you mix the two, it's way more interesting. Mm-hmm. And they did a really good job, I think, in that. I also liked the teaser at the end. That was really cool and unexpected. And I'm like, okay, I do want to see what's next for these guys. Like,
yes, I'm invested.
Right? Me too. Like, I want to see the whole movie, not just 4 minutes or however long it is. I really, really liked this. I thought this was cool. I love this release. And I think, you know, going back and looking at their catalog, Excalibur is one of the coolest things I've ever seen. It was so well done and so cool. Arthur's story. They have a lot of really quality content. And this concept is so unique and interesting. More people should check out Kingdom. More people should check these guys out. There's a lot of talent there. Interesting concept. Just really cool. Really, really liked this. But let's talk about the rest of the album.
Yes. What were some of your favorite songs?
Okay. I have two that stood out, but I'm prepared to talk about all of them. But Blinder and Illusion are bangers.
Yes.
Bangers. Yeah. Like, these songs are bangers. I was absolutely blown away. I think the Song of Dan, Promise, is gorgeous. And when they did that, when they did that, like on the showcase, they sounded so good. So I really love that too. But those were the three that I'm like, yeah. These are the songs.
Same.
Really? Okay.
Exactly,
there you go.
The same. All three. Yeah.
There we go. Yes. It's like, okay. So Blinder, I just felt like it was like carefree, no worries. It was this soaring dance track, very EDM. It feels like a 2000s dance track. And I mean that as a compliment. Mm-hmm. It makes me want to drive to the Jersey Shore and party.
Yes.
Like, this is happy. Let's put the top down in convertible Friday and drive to the shore and have a party weekend type of song. I love it. I love that vibe. Do you feel the same?
Yes. I'm like, summer song. This is a summer song. Yes. I want to be at the beach. I want to party. It made me dance. It was so fun.
Same.
Like, they're so versatile. I love this.
Right? And then what about Illusion?
Oh, I like the sense in it. Very retro sounding. The visuals I got was being on the back of a motorcycle going through a city at night.
I love that. I had a very specific visual. I don't know why, but I did. No, I love that. When a song can like give you that specific story in your head, I think that that's really powerful.
Right? What did you think?
Yeah, no, this is another banger. I think this song is everything. It's one of the best B-sides I've heard this year. Like, it and Blinder. It's hard to choose, but it's just like pure dance track goodness, you know? And like when Louis comes in at the pre-chorus and the song really starts moving and I'm like, oh, here we go. I just love it. It's so, so good. It's just a good song. And I was a little bit surprised because I didn't know what to expect. And I thought it was all going to be kind of a mix of traditional and K-pop.
Yeah.
So when these songs came on, I'm like, oh no, they can do both. Like, no, we're getting just dance track bangers too. And then we're going to get a super traditional song, the Song of Dan, Promise.
Yeah. What did you think of that one?
It's a soundtrack song. It's like,
yes, yes.
This is a soundtrack song. It's so gorgeous. It's so cinematic. They're really meshing music and cinema. Right? Like Ryan Reynolds talks about Stray Kids did that with their music videos. I feel like with the songs, Kingdom's doing that. Like they're real, and the music videos. But I mean, you listen to the song and it sounds like a soundtrack song.
Yeah.
It's so cinematic.
It needs to be the OST for a K-drama is exactly what it needs. It's so beautiful.
They need to have their own K-drama, like called The Story of Dan. It's 16 episodes. Yeah. They all played great characters in the music video. I mean, this is really well thought out. Well thought out, well executed. I really, really like this group. And I'm happy that we're able to talk about them. They deserve some love and some credit.
Yeah. Amazing work.
They're really, really good. They're really, really good. So shout out to Kingdom. Well, we've got to talk about some biases now.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. I could be wrong on this one, Charity.
Okay.
You know, it's been a long couple of weeks for both of us. We're not running on all cylinders. So I don't know. I could be wrong. For some reason, I guess Louis and then Dan.
Dan is my bias.
Okay.
And Arthur.
Okay,
is
darn
my
it.
Record.
Okay, I don't know why I guess Louis. Okay.
And I thought we would share both.
So who did you pick for me?
I picked both for you. I thought you would like Dan as your bias and Arthur as your wrecker.
Wrong.
Of course I'm wrong.
No, but actually you're not that wrong. Dan's my bias. Oh. No question.
Oh, yes. Okay.
No question. He's my bias. And then Mujin is my wrecker. I really like Mujin. I like Mujin's vibe. I think he stands out quite a bit. I like him.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is an interesting group. So it was fun to pick biases and records. But Dan is just like the coolest. He's the leader. And obviously he stood out. This is about him. So who knows? The next one, somebody else could be the leading man and they stand out more. But I thought he just stole the show.
So cool.
Okay. Why don't we play a clip so the queendom can hear? Yes. If you aren't familiar with this group, give them a listen. You know, we make a playlist every week of the songs that we talk about. Check out the playlist. It's in the description of the podcast you're listening to right now. Kingdom's great. They deserve a lot more credit and fame and attention. So let's do our best, Queendom, and give them some love. The song is Ascension by Kingdom.
So cinematic.
Really
cool. Such a good song.
Yeah, really, really cool. Congratulations to them. And whoever the mastermind is behind them, we're impressed. They're on a small label called GF Entertainment. So shout out to the smaller K-pop labels. We support you and love you. This was a great release. And now we have another group to stan. Add them to the list, Charity. No, like we don't have enough. The ultimate multi-stans. But yeah, I'm happy you vibed with this too. I was like, ooh, I like this.
We liked everything this week.
Right? It was a very positive week.
Such
on the show.
Good week. Yeah.
But everything was good. Like,
yeah,
this was just a great, great music week. Well, let's move on. Speaking of being happy. It's time for something that we both enjoy. I know what time it is. The Queendom knows what time it is. Charity, you know what time it is. It's quiz time. I don't have a funny yeah this
week. Oh my God, me either. I was like, my brain just stopped.
Yeah, we were just like, all right. Tired. Okay. This week's quiz. It's a fun, random K-pop quiz. Tell me which K-pop groups you stan, and I will guess your star sign element. So for those of you into astrology, that means like, are you a fire sign, earth sign, air, or water? Charity, what are you? Remind the queendom.
I'm a Cancer and I'm a water.
Okay. I'm fire. I'm a Sagittarius. So we will see if they guess it right or if our music taste is something different. Do you think your taste is going to be on par?
I don't know. I hope so.
I feel like mine isn't because I like a lot of depressing things. So if the choice is like a happy fun song or like a real sad one, I'm like sad. So I bet you I guarantee I'm gonna get like earth or probably water. I'm gonna get the sad boy water one. I'm fiery the other part of my life. Like I'm half and half. Anyways, if you'd like to play along with us, a link to the quiz we're about to take is in the description of the podcast you're listening to. We're also going to post that on our Twitter page. So let us know your results. NYC K-pop Queens, give us a follow. Are you ready, Charity?
Ready.
Okay. There's a lot of options. So everybody bear with us, but there's only 6 questions. So just want to remind you of that. Pick a second generation boy group. Infinite, SS501. Sorry if I pronounced that wrong. Super Junior, 2PM, Big Bang, TVXQ, Shiny, Block B, Teen Top, Highlight, B1A4, and MBLAQ.
I gotta go now. I gotta go with Big Bang. Before that, it would have been Shiny, but Big Bang has stolen the show.
Oh, same. I probably would have done like Super Junior or 2PM, but Big Bang.
Yeah.
They stole my heart. Okay.
Okay. Pick a second generation girl group. Kara, Girls' Generation, Wonder Girls, Secret, 4 Minute, Miss A, Sistar, 21, Brown Eyed Girls, it's either Tara or Tiara, FX, After School.
I think I'm going to go with, these are hard. There's a lot. Okay, sorry. I'll go with Miss A.
I'm going to go with Girls' Generation.
Yeah, I love Girls' Generation. But I the reason I went with Miss A is because Susie, who's one of my favorite K-drama actresses, she was in Miss A and like got me into them. I went back and was like, what group was she in? And watched a bunch of videos. Whatever. Okay. Third generation boy group. This is going to be hard.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
GOT7, NCT, Monsta X, Newest, Icon, 17, Astro, VIX, EXO, Winner, B2B, and BTS. We've talked about all of these groups. We stan all of these groups.
Oh, gosh. This is like Sophie's Choice. Just because of this past weekend, I'm on a high from BTS. So I'm going to pick BTS. I'm sorry, Monsta X.
So we don't get different results. I'm picking Monsta X.
Okay. Pick a third generation girl group. CLC. Oh My Girl. Twice. Lovelies. Mamamoo. IOI. Momoland. AOA. EXID. Blackpink. GFriend. Or Red Velvet.
Another difficult one. I'm going with my girls, yeah. Red Velvet.
I know. I got to do the same. I love them.
Yeah. Hard to go against them. All right. Pick a fourth generation boy group. I promise you guys, we're almost done. ATEEZ, AB6, The Boys, T-by-T, One Us, CIX, Treasure, Stray Kids, Very Very, and Hypen, Gravity, and P1 Harmony. All these groups are so good.
Stray Kids.
Yeah.
It's got to be Stray Kids.
All these groups are so good, but it's over once I see Stray Kids.
Yeah, yeah. And finally, pick a fourth generation girl group. ITZY, Black Swan, Weekly, Luna, aespa, IVE, Promise 9, Everglow, IZ*ONE, IDOL, Cherry Bullet, Stacy. This is tough.
Yeah, fourth generation. People sleep on fourth generation. There's a lot of good groups, boy and girl. I'm just going to go with my gut, which is Everglow forever. Let's go. Everglow.
I am going to go with aespa.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
It got mine right.
What do you mean?
I got water, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces. Of course, an ever so sentimental water sign would listen to such K-pop groups that know how to pull at their heartstrings. We feel you.
Well, that's what I got too. So this quiz is like...
You knew that. You knew you were going to get that though.
I know. That's why I sighed. Like... BuzzFeed quizzes. No, I'm not the fun party girl everyone thinks I am. I'm not when I'm alone in my apartment. I like stuff that pulls at my heartstrings. K-dramas, sad songs. That's my vibe.
Love it.
We both got water. Yeah. Our K-pop taste vibes with Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces. Take the quiz. Let us know what you got. And if it's like charity, it's they got it right. That's your sign. Or if it's like me, it's the complete opposite. Let us know. Thank you, BuzzFeed, for that quiz. A little long, but we had fun. Hopefully y'all did too.
Yeah.
Let's move on to our guys. We just mentioned them. Stray Kids, Two Kids Room.
Yay.
Every week, Stray Kids do this amazing show called Two Kids Room. Two of the Stray Kids members sit in a room and they talk. It's very basic. It's so interesting. You learn friendship dynamics and different aspects of their personality mm-hmm. that even if you're hardcore stans like us, maybe you didn't know. So this week, it was Sugmin and Han. Let's talk about this. What stood out to you with these two guys?
Well, they both love iced Americanos like we do.
Oh, my God.
That was the first thing I noticed.
Every
they
day.
Love coffee.
Every day.
Yes. Yes. And then what surprised me is that they got into a fight a few years ago, and Han threw his wallet at Sungmin. Mm-hmm. Han, we don't need to be aggressive.
Well, he was upset.
And he apologized. They both like K-dramas. And they also are very different, but somehow they get along so well together.
Yeah. I think they're more similar than they would like to think or that people would put them as because I think they both have a high EQ.
Mm-hmm.
These are the two in the group. And I would add Hyunjin and maybe Chan to that. But like – I feel like Han and Sugmin, they talked about it, being able to read the room very quickly. Yeah. I think they both have a high EQ. And I think where they're different is Sugmin doesn't give people what they want. He doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
And Han will be whoever he needs to be in front of the person because that's what they want from him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I kind of get that vibe. I thought it was really interesting. They're both good at apologizing. That's a good trait. Mm-hmm. Very cute that they loved iced Americanos. Like you said, Seungmin bought him a new coffee machine when they moved dorms.
Cute.
Very cute. They seem like mature friends. I actually got a vibe that was more mature from these two. They were relaxed together. And I think it is because they both have that high EQ, so they could maybe turn off for a little bit and just be with their friend and hang out. K-dramas, I vibe with that, obviously. And I thought it was really interesting when they talked about how they're both very funny, but in different ways. And here's where Hyunjin, ugh, love of my life. You are the love of my life. He's just always surprising me with how smart, introspective, emotionally intelligent he is. He said something that stood out to me a lot. They both make people laugh, but Seungmin has the right timing. And Han is born to be funny. But when Hyunjin sees Han, like after he tells a joke and makes people laugh, or after he's funny and everyone's laughing, there's a kind of emptiness to him. Oof. Yes. I was like, I totally get that. Like, I vibe with Han's personality so much. You all know that. I talk about it all the time. But I was like, I kind of get that. I'm kind of like the class clown, the clown in the room. That's always been kind of my personality. But I also understand what Hyunjin was saying he sees in Han after that moment. Like, that's kind of a comedian's thing. Of that that immediate emptiness till the next moment. Interesting. They're so smart. They're so smart that they notice all of this about each other. And they're not just always focused on themselves, which I think is an amazing trait. Like, these groups are together 24/7, so maybe that's why. But they seem really mature in the way that they talk about each other and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, when I was 20, I didn't know why every person in my life behaved the way they did. And I would have never said, like, after she makes a joke, there's an emptiness for a second. Like, what? Hyunjin.
Very insightful.
Yes, that's the word. Very insightful. So this was a good one. I liked when they talked about their day six covers. Their day six covers are great. Check those out on YouTube if you haven't. Like, really, really good. Han and Seungmin's voices fit so well together. It was very cute that the other guys talked about how they both hit high notes. And they're always complimenting each other. And there's a little competition there. I liked their friendship. I thought this was a really nice episode. Seungmin's really like moved up my list in Stray Kids. I like his personality a lot. I think he's confident and interesting. He's funny. Like, you wouldn't know that when you watch a lot of their stuff. But he's actually like savage. He's funny. This was a good one. So yeah, check it out. If you guys haven't watched, it's really easy. YouTube. There's captions, so if you don't speak Korean like us, you can still watch it. They're like 20 minutes long. It's really easy. This is just kind of like a fun thing that I watch at night, and I'm like, ugh, all right. It's like you're watching two friends. I feel like we're in on the conversation, and it's really cool.
Yeah.
So we will talk about next week's pairing, but this week was great, so thank you to those guys. Let's move on to K-pop news. Not tons of news this week, but we start on a very, very sad note. Wanwoo from Seventeen, his mother passed away.
So sad.
Really sad. We have no idea the details. Pletus, their label, released a statement and just said she passed away from illness. But, you know, she's young. And I have no idea how old she is, but he's 25. So that's just devastating. It's really tough to lose your parent at any age. But I think in your younger years, it would be especially hard. So really sad. Just sending him a lot of love. That has to be so difficult. You know, their new song, their English single, which I found out today is called Darling, it comes out on the 15th. We're going to be reviewing that here in a couple episodes. Yeah. And he's at his mom's like service today. He's at the funeral home. Like, I kind of was hoping that everything would pause for a little bit for him. And then like today they released the teaser for the name of the song. And I was like, oh no. I mean, maybe, you know, they probably filmed everything already. So maybe give him some time and have him not do the shows and the comeback stuff. I hope so too. Like, you need some time for that stuff. I mean, that's just kind of one of the most massive losses any of us will ever have. So sad news for Wanwoo. We're sending him a lot of love and prayers and just all the positive energy. I was shocked when I saw that. Okay, moving on. It's not news. We already talked about it. BTS did not win a Grammy, but they killed their performance, so they won. I think we talked about it enough earlier in the episode, but BTS had a wonderful Grammy night, and they're going in to now 2 weekends of sold out shows at Allegiant Stadium. Charity and I saved our money. I will be honest. When I was watching all this stuff around the Grammys, I was like, I regret that decision. I would love to be in Vegas this weekend. I regret it. So shout out to everyone who's going to Las Vegas to see BTS. It's going to be the best concert of your life. I want to say
so much fun.
Specific shout out to our friend Danny. We talk about Danny all the time on the podcast. She's amazing. And this is going to be her first BTS show.
Oh, Danny, I'm so excited for you.
You never forget your first show. I burst into tears.
Yeah.
Burst into tears. I was just so overwhelmed. Have the best time. We're so excited for you. It's life-changing. But all of the ARMY that are going to the BTS shows the next couple of weeks, Kara, our friend Kara, Kay, yes. Ella, everyone, just have the best time. We're there with you in spirit. And again, we
can't wait to see pictures.
Right? I want pictures, videos.
Videos, yeah.
And we have regrets. We have regrets. Mm. Anyways.
Moving on.
Good news for Stray Kids. Ordinary becomes the first K-pop album of 2022 to spend 2 weeks in the top 15 on Billboard 200. They did not slide off like most K-pop groups do. They're number 11 this week.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really big deal. Stray Kids really made a statement with Ordinary. We couldn't be more proud. I know all of the stays listening feel the same way. Game-changing comeback, lived up to expectations and then some. When you look at their statistics for all those number ones on the debut week, oh my goodness. Legends. They might have some competition though, Charity, because the boys of T-by-T have announced a May comeback. They're working hard on their comeback. Ooh. We're going to get an early May comeback. Really nice. Excited about that because we haven't had anything from them for a while.
Yeah.
So this will be a massive comeback. It'll be interesting to see the numbers. I'm interested in which direction they're going to go. They really did that like emo.
Mm-hmm. Angsty.
Angsty K-pop. I wonder if we're staying that way or if we're going to go back to a more kind of funky Blue Hour. It'll be really interesting, but we're big fans, so that'll be fun. Astro has a comeback on the way. We don't have a date yet. Good news, besides Jungkook and J-Hope being able to perform at the Grammys. They were out of quarantine for COVID. Kian and Hyungwon from Monsta X are out of quarantine. So Yay. Yes, everyone, they're healthy. They're doing well. We've got some new hair colors, I think, coming. It looks like my man has like black hair with kind of gray highlights. Jihoon definitely has bright hair because we're not seeing anything. He's covering it with a stocking cap on their radio show. I've heard Minyak has lighter hair. He has blonde hair. So we're getting new hair, guys.
Look.
You know that blonde hair. I really go crazy when idols have blonde hair. If they would dye Hyungwon's hair blonde again, oh yeah. That's when Hyunjin and Tae are back in trouble. Like those three are at the top of my list and it might start rotating. I don't know. Tae really wrecked me this weekend, you guys. Like it was bad. But Hyunjin and Stray Kids did put out like a vampire version of Maniac where he looks really hot. So I don't know.
Working overtime.
The boys announced their first world tour. They're coming to the States at the end of May and June. So look forward to that. I only looked at it once. This news came out today and unfortunately I was busy. But it looked like the usual suspects. It looks like we're getting Dallas, Chicago, Newark, LA. It's the same venues for all of these tours, which is fine for us. But I wish that they would play some different cities just to like mix it up. Whatever. That'll be fun. Okay. It's time. This is going to be hard, actually, because we had so many good songs this week. But Charity, what's your song of the week?
It's tough, but I got to go with our man Jackson with Blow. Yes.
If that wasn't here, I think I might have gone with the Ladies of IVE. I loved their song so much.
Yeah.
But I can't pick against Blow. That's the song that's the song that's been on repeat for me more than anything else. So
yeah,
it's unanimous. Jackson Wang, Blow. We love it. We can't wait for Magic Man. Next week, we will be back. We're going to review Suho from EXO. Their fearless leader put out his second solo album. We just didn't have time to talk about it today. We wanted to wait till next week so we can give it the time it deserves. But we're going to give you a full review of that. The Ladies of Dreamcatcher. Ooh, the dark and mysterious Dreamcatcher. They're back. And I'm sure we'll have some other fun stuff to talk to you about next week. So please tune in. And remember, once again, our episodes are now dropping Friday morning. Friday morning episodes come out. So Thursday, if you're looking for it, that's what happened. We will be posting about this on social media. But just a reminder, schedules changed. Full-time jobs changed. Yeah. Charity's back in office. Things have changed. So we're going to give ourselves a little buffer for editing because our schedules are pretty intense these days. Hopefully, Queendom, you stick with us. We really appreciate your loyalty.
Yes.
So thank you so, so much for listening every week. We will be back next week. I want to say same time, same place, but it'll be Friday. We'll be back next week. Friday morning, new episodes come out. Thank you for listening and thank you for being a part of our lives. We love you more than we can express. We just really appreciate the opportunity to do this every week. Thank you for being our K-pop friends and for listening to us. We really appreciate you. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe and healthy.
Love you guys. Have a great weekend. Bye.